deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages from the book of Exodus. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Of Exodus. As we are journeying through the book of Exodus, we have made it now to Exodus chapter 16. And we're getting ready to pick up the pace as we move through this book of Exodus. And so we have saw so far, as we have been learning through this book of Exodus, that this book is all about coming out. It's about coming out of the world, coming out of Egypt. And Egypt is a picture of what? The world. It's a picture of the world. But what we're going to find out in our lesson tonight, it only took God just a few days to get the people out of the world. But we're going to find that it's going to take a lifetime to get the world out to people. And so that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going to be looking at, even though these folks are out of the world, we still see some worldly behavior. So anybody, you know, a lot of times when I hear people start putting down Christians and putting down church folks and how church folks like this, church folks like that, and I just can't believe that church people would act like that, that lets me know they ain't been reading their Bible. Excuse me, because the whole Bible teaches you that there is only one real holy, godly man. And the rest of them got problems. I don't care who they are. You can go get Abraham, but Abraham had some problems. Moses had some problems. All of them had some problems. Amen. That's why when all us get to heaven, and we put on our lit crown, we ain't no keep it up there for long. Amen. The Bible said we're going to cast them crowns at Jesus' feet because he's the only one deserve a crown. Amen. Amen. As we are looking at our lesson, we're going to come right to a case in point of seeing just how worldly these people are. Remember, on the other week, we saw that they were saved by what? The blood of the doorpost, right? They were saved by blood. They were sanctified as they went through what? The Red Sea. So they were sanctified by water. So we got the imagery of salvation. We got the imagery that these people done been saved. They done been saved by blood, been washed by water, come through the water. There's a separation between them and the world because we all of them crossed that Red Sea, didn't they? Amen. Now, and matter of fact, we saw that all of them started shouting after they crossed that Red Sea. Even came up with a song and everything after they had crossed the Red Sea. And they start praising God. They start praising God. But when we come to chapter 16, we find that them praises didn't last long. Hello, somebody. How many of you know that even though we can praise God in the church on Sunday, sometimes soon we get in that parking lot. Amen. Oop, gone all the praises. Amen. Now look here in chapter 16, verse number 1. It said, then they set out from Elim, and all the congregation, notice the holy language. It refers to the children of Israel as the what? Congregation. What do we refer to Bible Way here? The congregation. Amen. All right. All right. So we see the congregation. All right. Of the sons of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. All right. So basically, 30 days later, because remember, the Passover occurred on the first month, the 14th day. Is that right? Now we done made it to the second month, the 15th day. All right, so 1 month done went by. All right, and the whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled. Somebody say grumble. Against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Now, why are they grumbling? It said, and the sons of Israel said to them, would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Isn't that something? How soon the people done forgot the miracle. Now they thinking about, in their minds, when they was in Egypt, them was the good old days. We remember the good old days when we was in Egypt, we could eat as much as we want. Now, we out here in this wilderness starving to death. Moses done brought us out here to kill us. He don't know what he's doing, Pastor Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction. Notice what God says. God said, I'm testing them. Now, and that's what we're going to look at tonight. We're going to look at four ways that God tests his people. Once you get saved, now God says, now you got to come to my school. I got to teach you some stuff. And in school, one of the ways you know you're in school is you take tests. How many of you have ever been to school but you didn't take no tests? No. If you're going to go to school, you're going to take some quizzes and going to take some tests. And how many of you know sometimes the teacher give you pop quiz? Anybody know what I'm talking? Anybody ever had a pop quiz? Yeah. Amen. And let me tell you, God is just like that teacher. God gonna give you some pop quiz. In other words, some tests gonna come without you being notified. Amen. Now, most of the time when God tests you, it's going to be a pop quiz test. Yeah. Some of you may have went through some pop quiz this week. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. 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 Look right here in the text, though. The first test that they come to is the hunger test. The hunger test. God tested them with hunger. Because if you want to know what a person is really made out of, let them get hungry. Let them get hungry. If you want to know what's really in a person, how holy a person is after church on Sunday, what seems to be the problem with the dinner? It's 3:30. Hello, somebody. Oh, boy. If we don't have dinner at a certain time, huh? What's the hold up? We want to know what's wrong. Because most of us, we are on a schedule. We are creatures of habit. And anything that breaks that schedule, break that habit, then, you know, we about to go crazy then. God tested them by sending hunger And God answers their test by sending them bread from heaven. Now, when you look at this bread, I won't read the whole thing, but this bread from heaven, this manna, it was small in its dimension. God didn't send loaves of bread from heaven, but basically he sent some frosted flakes. They read your Bible now. It talked about it was like lit frosted flakes, like lit honeycombs. And read your Bible. And so it was small, but they had to go out there and pick it up every day. But let me just give you some characteristics of it first before I get to their response. It was small, it was sweet, it was white, and it was satisfying. It was small, it was sweet, it was white, and it was satisfying. That's why I said it was like lit flakes, and it was like white frosting on it. That's why I say it was frosted flakes. Even though I like frosted flakes, you know. But before Tony the Tiger came up with some frosted flakes, God already had some. Amen. But you could cook this here. You could make bread out of this here. I mean, this here was very nutritious. It was very satisfying. They could eat this every day for 40 years. And think about it, nobody got sick. Boy, this is some good food. Amen. This was bread from heaven. All right. Now, when God rained this stuff down, how should Israel respond to this bread that came from heaven? Yes, but they had to, God sent the bread, but they had to wake up every morning, and number one, they had to stoop down and pick up that bread. And God told them to pick up a homer worth, so everybody had to pick up at least a pint of bread. They had to go out and get it. God blesses you, but you got to go out there and get the blessing. And then you got to be willing to stoop down. Some folks ain't willing to stoop down for stuff. And you had to keep on stooping, keep on stooping, keep on stooping. Amen. Amen. See, a lot of time people just want to stoop one time and get something. But you got to work. You got to be willing to work. Even though God has blessed you, you got to be willing to work to claim your blessing. How many of you know it takes work to claim your blessings? Amen. Amen. Lazy people will starve to death. Because God blesses you, but you got to work to claim your blessing. God blesses you with a job, but you got to show up. You can't be excited, I got a job, and then just going to show up for Friday and get paid. They say this is the day y'all get paid. I'm showing up. Where you been the rest of the week? You got to show up. See, there's a blessing just even in the work part. And then they had to go early with this man. They had to go out there early in the morning. And then after that sun done came up and done set a while, if somebody tried to go out and get, it's too late. How many of you know the early bird gets the worm? You can't, if you want, a lot of time we want God to bless us, but we won't even start looking for a job until 2 o'clock in the evening. No. You can't go out there 2 o'clock in the evening and looking for a job. The man that's doing the interview done got tired and everything. You want to go when people are fresh. in the morning. You don't want to go when somebody done made them mad. Somebody could have came in there looking like who done it and what for and done ticked the guy off. No, I want to be one of the first on the interview. Also, God says, now you can't leave no leftovers on this manor. They couldn't leave no leftovers. If they tried to leave some leftovers, it would turn to worms. Yeah. What God was trying to tell them is, you gotta go out every day and get daily bread. You need fresh bread every day. You can't try to make it on yesterday's bread. That's what God was trying to tell them. Bread, manna, is a picture of the Word of God. And you can't make it on yesterday's reading. Every day. See, some of us want to just make it on what we read on Sunday in Sunday school, and that's it. Of the Bible reading that we read when I was getting ready to preach. No, you got to go out there and get some fresh bread every day. And that's why I don't believe that you ought to wait till 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night to read your Bible. Now you're getting ready to go to sleep. Now you think about it. You think about it. See, if I know I'm getting ready to go and fight some devils, I need to read that Bible to get me in my right frame of mind. If I know I got a devil out there, I got to fight on that job. And sure enough, if I got to work right beside the devil, I sure got to read my... Matter of fact, I'm going to be taking my Bible with me. They're going to be wondering, what's taking me so long in the bathroom? Yeah. Man, I done turned that stall into a Bible study. Show me, Jesus. Show me in the Word how to deal with this person. Help me, Jesus. You need fresh bread every day. You can't try to make it off yesterday's bread. Amen. You need some fresh bread. Get up in the morning and ask God for a word from the Lord. And then on the sixth day of the week, God blessed them twice as much with fresh bread. Because he said, on the seventh day, I want you to just rest. I don't even want you to go out there and hunt no bread. I'm going to bless you twice as much on the sixth day, and it's going to be just like I bless you on the seventh day. And you know what God was trying to do? God was trying to use that as a symbol and as a sign of how God can bless his people up against the world, how the world has got to work every day in order to be blessed and still don't have enough. And you can work 6 days and have more than enough like you done worked 7 days. Do I have a witness, somebody? I know on my job out there, I used to have to, you know, when they put that lit sign up to work overtime on Sunday, where you get that time and a half and double time. Boy, that was very attractive, wasn't it? Anybody know what I'm talking about? But the Lord convicted me about that. He said, you ain't trusting me. Folks, you telling everybody you a preacher and you working on Sunday. You ain't trusting me. Trust me. And I start just trusting the Lord and just working, denying a lot of that overtime. And by me being number one on the seniority list, they're going to ask me first. So I could turn it down. I turn it down. And then folks start wondering, why are you turning it down? And then they start seeing how God was blessing me. They say, how you getting this and how you getting that? And we working time and a half and double time, and we can't get nothing. And look how God blessing. I say, I'm just honoring God's word. I just go by the book. You go by the book. God honors his word. He'll do what he said he'll do. You must not be paying your tithes. Say, yeah, I'm paying my tithes and not claiming no overtime. And God blesses you. See, it's two ways you can live. You can live where you try to bless yourself, or you can live where God will bless you. And as a child of God, you're supposed to be trusting God and letting God bless you. Amen. You say that in church all the time, God bless you, God bless you. Huh? Well, let him bless you. Quit acting worldly and let God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 All right, so that was the hunger test, but then that was the thirst test. The thirst test. Look at chapter 17, verse number 1. We come to the thirst test. It says, then all the congregation of the sons of Israel journeyed by stages from the wilderness of Sin according to the commandment of the Lord and camped in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test? Underline that. Why are you testing the Lord? Who's supposed to give the test? The Lord give the test. We ought not be testing the Lord. See, the Bible says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. How do you tempt the Lord thy God? When you try to force God's hand on something, you're tempting the Lord thy God. When you're forcing his hand, they was here upset with Moses, and they know God's going to step in. Moses said, why y'all testing God like that? Huh? Y'all better quit that. That's what Moses basically saying. For the people thirst there for water. And they grumble against Moses and said, why now have you brought us up from Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? All right. So God first tests them with hunger. Now he tests them with thirst. And we see Israel murmured against Moses and against God. How many of you know when you murmur against God-ordained leadership, you're mumbling against God? Amen. It's just like, take for instance, you got big brother and little brother. And let's say mama have told big brother to tell little brother and little sisters to do certain things there in the house. But let's say when little brother and little sister start grumbling and mumbling because they really don't want to do what big brother done told them to do. Now, who is little sister and little brother really grumbling at? They grumbling really at mama and daddy. Yeah. And that's how it is here. Moses was doing what God
sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.